If we look at a profile of the mouth, and in this diagram you can see all the parts of the mouth which contribute to producing sounds in one way or another. In the way that petrol is the power source of a vehicle, well, so too is air the power source of sound. Air flows out of your mouth and nose. This air is then shaped by your tongue, by your lips and mouth. And also your vocal cords, your larynx, is also used to make specific sounds. And each sound is represented by one of these 44 phonemes. It's represented by a phonetic symbol. Now, when I say represented by one of these 44 phonemes, I'm talking about English. However, there are, I think, over 200, maybe even more, phonetic symbols, but only 44 of those are needed to describe English.